You're with Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So many lovely texts in response to the interview with Professor Arnold Dix. This one, I met Arnold Dix at Puffing Billy in late 21. He was working on another volunteer project. He's such a genuine person and so inspirational. This man is amazing, so refreshing to hear he does it without expecting kudos or payment. And another, I've got a suggestion how to reward this tunnel hero. Let's make him this year's Australian of the Year and make it come with free gardening for a year. And Anne in Brunswick says, what a great advertisement for engineering degrees. Hope there are some kids listening. Lots of you saying need more good news stories like this. Professor Arnold Dix, quite an extraordinary story there. Well, are you more, or one, I should say, of the more than a third, that's one third of Melburnians who have never caught a local bus, or do you rely on them every day? You have been hearing in the news earlier today about Infrastructure Victoria's report, which has found the bus network in Melbourne is slow, it's confusing, it's infrequent, and it needs a complete overhaul. Do you agree with that? 1300 222 774. One of the recommendations is for a network of priority bus lanes along main roads, like those that exist in a couple of other cities, including Brisbane. So how does it work in Brisbane? Robert Dow is with the public transport advocacy group in Brisbane called Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Ali. Good afternoon, everyone.
We're talking to you because you're an expert on Brisbane public transport, but you're actually originally from Melbourne.
Yeah, I grew up in Melbourne, inner Melbourne. I joined the army and finally settled in Queensland. And I've always been interested in rail, but these days we keep busy doing our public transport advocacy work, similar to what the PTUA does in Melbourne, in actual fact.
So how do we compare Melbourne bus, Brisbane bus?
Okay, now Brisbane's a very bus-centric city, if you like. Most of the public transport passengers in Brisbane are actually transported by bus, about 60%, and rail only carries about 28%. Now, that's the opposite of what happens in Melbourne. Melbourne's got a very good heavy rail network, of course, and supplemented by one of the world's leading tram networks. We don't have trams in Brisbane. We used to have trams in Brisbane. They disappeared in 1969, so we've got a very extensive bus network, but what distinguishes Brisbane bus is our bus rapid transit on the busways. The busways provide a superior bus service. No other traffic runs on the busways, so it's uninterrupted buses. Some parts of the busway system in Brisbane, buses are running every 20 seconds. So to give you an idea of what can be achieved if you have these dedicated right-of-ways to buses. Now, what we've noticed today in Melbourne is the plan from Infrastructure Victoria for the new high-frequency bus routes. That's somewhat similar to what we do here in Brisbane with our high-frequency bus routes known as BUZ, B-U-Z. It stands for Bus Upgrade Zone. Now, these buses run from 6 a.m. to midnight, 15 minutes during the day, sometimes 30 minutes in the later hours, but they provide a direct high-frequency service connecting suburbs, often through to the CBD as well.
So, Robert, how does that all compare to what we have in Melbourne? I mean, last time you were in Melbourne, how did you find the situation here?
Well, the buses in Melbourne tend to be a little bit infrequent. The span of operation tends to be limited, and they don't have enough services on Saturdays and Sundays, weekends particularly. One place that comes to my mind is Chadstone. I think the bus services Chadstone on the weekend are deplorable. You want people to use public transport to get in and out of Chadstone Shopping Centre, for example. It's absolute chaos around the area, as listeners would know. If you can give buses some priority and get frequent buses running in and out of Chadstone Shopping Centre, that will actually go a long way to relieving some of the road congestion. It'll make it better for people to get in and out of the shopping centre.
But how easy is it to retrofit dedicated bus lanes?
Well, it's not that hard. It's just a matter of making one of the lanes for bus priority where you can. Now, we do that in Brisbane on our arterial roads, and it means that the buses can run through in heavy traffic a lot more free than they do otherwise, and that makes it attractive for people to use then. If you have frequent buses that are running in bus priority, it becomes a very attractive mode. And that's why so many people use buses in Brisbane, because it's a very good system overall. Melbourne can do that if they have the will to do it, Ali.
The will to do it, I guess, do you think we have the need? I mean, do you find it curious that more than a third of Melburnians have actually never caught a bus?
It is interesting, but they've probably caught a tram or rail, though. But there are parts of Melbourne, when I look at the high-frequency routes to be proposed by Infrastructure Victoria today, they're in areas where there's poor public transport in Melbourne generally, the west and the north particularly. The south and eastern parts of Melbourne are pretty well served in general terms, except for the outer areas. I think the ideas put forward by Infrastructure Victoria are on the right path. You need direct, high-frequency routes with a good span of operation running 7 days a week, Ali. That's the key. If it's running 7 days a week, people will use it.
And it can be done.
Can be done. It's done in Brisbane. And Brisbane, you won't get busways in Melbourne, I don't think, but you can certainly introduce a lot more bus priority. Get those buses running from early in the morning to late in the evening, 7 days a week. Make it attractive for people to use it. Make good connections with rail and tram where it's appropriate, and people will start using public transport in spades on buses in Melbourne.
Robert Dow, well, there's the challenge. Let's see what happens. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome, Molly. Good afternoon.
Robert Dow there, a public transport advocacy group member. He is based in Brisbane, but he comes from Melbourne, so he knows well what the situation is.
You're
here.
You're with Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So many lovely texts in response to the interview with Professor Arnold Dix. This one, I met Arnold Dix at Puffing Billy in late 21. He was working on another volunteer project. He's such a genuine person and so inspirational. This man is amazing, so refreshing to hear he does it without expecting kudos or payment.